Somewhere there's a pile of sunglasses. My attention span is about as long as a nanosecond. My wife and I went to the drugstore the other day to get my dad a birthday card. And, oh, by the way, Sunday is Easter. Magnolia's birthday, our granddaughter, is next week. So, I'm in charge of getting the greeting cards. Well, I toil and look and read and toil and pick out all the cards. For a man, I toil. Now, you understand, it really doesn't take too long for me, as a man, to look for great greeting cards. We men use the look test. If it looks like a great card, it is. Anyway, for the typical man, I took a long time in the card aisle. There were lots of jars of peanuts and magazines with attractive women on the cover, but I stayed true to task and kept looking at greeting cards, never long forgetting that there were candy bars on the next aisle. Anyway, got them. I got the cards. There was a mess of them. 3 grandkids, children's cards, then the parents. Like a hunter returning home from the kill, I lay my game down in the shopping cart with a proud smirk on my face. She says, "No birthday card for your dad?" "That's the main reason we came to the drugstore today," she says with a knowing understanding. It's like my concentration while I'm reading morning meditations on the back deck. Oh, look, there's a squirrel. And my mind is off on a new tangent that's about the squirrel and his family and his youngins and not my reading. Some people say, if I had a nickel for all the fill in the blank. Well, I'm the same way with sunglasses. If I had a nickel for all the sunglasses I've lost, I'd be a millionaire, at least a thousandaire. I've always been that way. I always leave them in the store or church pew or barber shop. Now, I've tried special tricks like never taking my sunglasses out of the car. Never, ever. But if I put them on the dash before I go in, they're always there on the dash when I get back, even though I have to squint while walking through the parking lot. Oh, this time will be different, I argue. I won't forget this time. Nope, it won't be different. I always lose them, forget them. A squirrel will fly by and I'm off on a different tangent. I've always been that way with everything, but mostly sunglasses. It got to the point where I'd buy sunglasses that were no more than $2 each. They'd be the ones on the bottom of the rack covered in dust. Perfect! I'd buy 6 pair and keep them in my sock drawer. 6 months later, with an empty sock drawer, I'd find more $2 glasses. Have you tried recently to find $2 sunglasses? My wife and I were talking this morning about something important. I'm sure, because it's always important when my wife is talking to me. And the thought of sunglasses just flashed through my mind and drew my attention. It came to me that there are other people that have lost sunglasses, too. I can't be the only one. Where do these sunglasses go? They don't just disappear. Here's my point. With all the sunglasses that have been lost over the years, where are they? I've lost hundreds of pairs. Other people have lost hundreds, maybe not at the rate I have, but I've never found one pair of sunglasses lying in a store or the barbershop or a church or the doctor's office that someone has lost. Not anywhere. And no one I know has ever found any. Have you? You see my point? Somewhere there has to be a pile of sunglasses. I've never found a pair. Why is that? Not one. Where are they? That's my point. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. Wait, have you seen my cell phone? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.